now there are lots more venues, little, not just little magazines and the New Yorker, but the newspapers are full of essayistic writing. If you look at the New York Times, very often, even on the editorial page, even on the front page, there will be essayistic writing, which I used to think reporters weren't supposed to do. But you find it in the business section, you find it in the sports section, and I would say that writing in an essayistic mode is now very common. I don't know whether this comes from so many people writing blogs that they just carry it over into print. But I would say that as we approach 2010, we are getting a resurgence of the stature that essays used to be in the 19th century, when they were respected, widely read, and enjoyed literary form, especially, let's say, among British essayists, Hazlitt, John Stuart Mill, De Quincey, Pater, and so on. But that didn't happen in the 20th century except for George Orwell, let's say, and Virginia Woolf.